Hi, everyone, and welcome. I'm Megan Kellett, the Associate Site Editor at SearchSMBStorage.com. I'm here today with Brian Babineau, Vice President of Research and Analyst Services at the Enterprise Strategy Group, to talk about email archiving for SMBs. Hi, Brian, and thanks for being here with me today.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
So, Brian, my first question is, what are the specific challenges SMBs face when it comes to email archiving?
Great question, Megan. I think we can split the challenges that SMBs face pertaining to archiving into two categories. The first is really has nothing to do with technology. It's more around policies. And the second would be the challenges related to actually how they implement email archiving. If you look at the first category, it's important for organizations to first figure out why they're archiving, what their policies are, so how long they're going to keep messages, who exactly in their organization they want to archive, you know, what mailboxes have to be part of the schema, for how long. Then it comes to the technology challenges and, you know, how do they actually want to retain these messages, and do they want to retain them in the same environment as their primary email store? Do they want to retain them in a separate environment? And then the challenges, you know, persist from there as to what technologies they want to choose, how big they want to let their archives get, how they want their employees to access them, who's going to have access. So they really have to think about the business issues of if they're going to archive and who they're going to archive, and then figure out how they're going to actually do it.
Okay. Now, do all companies need to worry about email archiving?
Not all companies need to worry about email archiving, but we highly recommend that all companies consider email archiving because, you know, email growth, according to our research, is roughly 20 to 30% per year. And that's even when you account for the impact of social networking, text messaging, and other communication methodologies. So despite all of those kind of other ways to communicate with each other, email continues to grow. And, of course, you know, regulatory compliance, electronic discovery risks, and other things, they don't necessarily care about the size of an organization, or they don't impact only large organizations. They can impact a company of any size, one or two people, or, you know, 200,000 employees. So we think that you don't have to necessarily worry about it, but it's something that should be considered if you're a reasonably healthy organization with a good amount of email usage.
Definitely. So there are two main choices for archiving emails, either archiving them out of house or in-house. Can you explain what the pros and cons of each choice are, and is one better than the other for SMBs?
Sure. I'm going to change your terminology a little bit, Megan, and say, so the two options really are, do you want to deploy an archive solution and the supporting infrastructure internally or on-premise, or do you want to leverage essentially a software as a service where you're archiving messages outside, as you put, out of house, to a service provider? When you look at the internal on-premise deployment option, you know, the pros are the fact that you have control over that environment. You set up the software. You own the infrastructure. You determine what the server and storage profile is of that email archive environment. There's usually performance benefits because the infrastructure is local. There's also no worries about who potentially could access those messages because it's within your own firewall. It's a self-contained solution. You know, the cons are the fact that you actually have to go out and purchase the email archive software solution and the supporting infrastructure, and you have to configure it and then run it, manage it, optimize it, tune it, and any other thing. Alternatively, the software as a service or the outsourced email archives option, is really the flip of that. The pros are that you can usually get it up and running really quickly because it just requires some basic configuration changes within your own mail system. And employees can actually, you start archiving messages, and employees or whoever you provide access to them can get that reasonably quickly. It's a fairly predictable cost because it's a monthly recurring fee. You know, the cons are that you do have to make configurations. There is a little bit of user interface disruption because not all solutions allow you to access archived, or SAS archived messages. via your Outlook or Lotus interface. You usually have to go to a link or a website in order to get access to those messages. So sometimes there's a bit of a disruptive to the user experience. And then there's the intricacies about can you support BlackBerry, you know, BlackBerry messages and archive BlackBerry messages that span, you know, those challenges exist across both the on-premise and the software as a service solution.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to pick which one is good for small to mid-sized businesses, you know, the most obvious choice is software as a service because most SMBs do not have the IT staff to actually set up and configure an email archive.
Right.
And having them, you know, when you're talking about, some of our research suggests that these have archives have tripled or quadrupled for small to mid-sized businesses over the past 4 years. And when you're talking about that type of data growth, it gets cumbersome on already overburdened smaller IT staff. You know, if we were talking about the enterprise customer, then it's a very hefty dialogue about does on-prem or software as a service make more sense.
Yeah. So when is it a good idea to use a hybrid email archiving service?
So by hybrid, I think you mean, you know, do you leverage the software as a service type of solution where there may be some small deployment on within the firewall, usually a plug-in to an Exchange or a Lotus application, but all of the messages and the archive data themselves sit at a software as a service provider. And I think the right way to think about the hybrid is the plugins that sit locally solve or address some of that user interface problems because they allow essentially your archived inbox to present itself within your email client like Lotus Notes or like an Outlook. So the user experience is more transparent, but you don't have the IT burden of actually looking at actually having to manage all of the archive infrastructure. So you don't have to worry about, you know, the message growth, tuning the systems, deploying the servers, configuring things. So you get the user experience with a little bit of a hybrid because you have some plugins and some interface enhancements, but you get the benefit of not having to run the archive infrastructure within your own facility.
Okay. Now, my last question for you, Brian, is can you talk a little bit about some examples of affordable products for email archiving that are geared towards the SMB?
Well, when you look at the software as a service options in the marketplace right now, most are affordable because there's no upfront license fee. There's usually a small setup fee for professional services, maybe some data migration fees if you want to move things to the software as a service. But there's no upfront fee, and they charge you per month per mailbox. And some of the offerings in the marketplace actually have unlimited storage, so they don't care how long you archive. Or how much data you archive. The only fee is the per mailbox to be archived. You know, companies do have to consider the fact that there are uplifts if there's compliance requirements or e-discovery access requirements that will increase that price per month. But overall, most software as a service options are very straightforward, monthly fee per mailbox, unlimited storage, and unlimited retention policies. So that's a great way to get started. You know, you could find those available from the likes of a Dell, a Mimecast, a LiveOffice, a Smarsh, an Iron Mountain. All have offerings in that regard that are legitimate that companies could consider or evaluate going forward.
Okay. Well, thank you for all those answers, Brian.
No problem, Megan. I appreciate the opportunity.
And for more information on email archiving, you can visit searchsmbstorage.com.